No, it wasn't. It's got to be natural. Like, there's a big thing happening.
Well, we all know.
All right,
that.
So you guys, where you going?
I'm just moving my chair.
Oh, now. All right, so.
I got
to. So here's what we're going to do.
All right.
You're going to talk amongst yourselves. Let's do it for like 15, 20 minutes. You guys are kind of talking.
Okay.
You're talking 15, 20 minutes. Where is he? Is he okay? What happened? Where's Chipperson? And then I'll kind of come in.
Oh, so it's not that we were talking. It's what we weren't talking about.
Oh, we got to talk about
Chipperson. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Because literally what we were doing, we were talking for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, where is he? Is he okay? Where's Chipperson? Oh, what's going on with Chipperson? Like, where is he? Is he okay?
Are you trying to be like Kanye West was last week, huh?
Remind me of Kanye when I get back once we're taping. I got a fucking Kanye joke. Believe me, you're going to go crazy. All right. I'm going to leave the room. You guys just start talking about, where's Chipperson? Where is he? Is he okay?
Yeah, we got that part.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, we'll wait till you.
I'm off camera.
Get oh, that's
okay.
Oh.
Where's Chip, guys?
Where is Chipperson?
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh.
There we go, right here. That's much better. Built a little anticipation.
Yeah.
Chip,
we've been waiting.
Oh, that's cool.
So long.
All right, let's get the party started.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, I turned it off. Oh, this piece of garbage. What? Oh, now. It's broken. I fucking broke it.
Oh, you got to hold
it
a little back, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay,
oh,
cool.
Cool.
Oh, no.
There we go. Perfect.
Gotta get this one.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Somebody wants me to reach by his pecker.
Maybe a little further this way. Oh, no.
Go ahead. Hold on. Cut. Oh, he just fell.
You
okay?
He
oh, God. Help. Dive. He's harassing me. Hey, get off my pecker, you fruit.
Get kicked out.
Oh, did I do that?
Cut this part out.
Yeah, this is getting... He fucking fell coming in. Oh, look, Milwaukee out. Hat. He lee 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 lee.
Where's
the... Oh, that's
okay.
Working.
Strobe.
Oh, yeah, I know how to do the strobe.
Oh, okay. You gotta hold it even further over my... My genitals.
There you go.
Over his pecker.
Strobe.
Those are over my...
Strobe. Those are... fucking...
You sure you're not just hitting red?
No. Hey, Garrett, could you fall back in again real quick?
This is like a single mother's Christmas.
It's by your knees, Chip.
What's that?
It's by your knees.
No, but the strobe for... Oh, I'm on my side.
Oh, yeah, silly goose.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. That's not too intrusive.
No, I don't want anything distracting and annoying.
To over there.
We're going to cut this part out.
Okay. Right.
What's going to happen is... All right, we're going to cut from this part. So you guys, I've just walked in.
Okay.
And, you have to say, like, thank God he's here.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he's
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm here. Relax.
Chip, we'll put that together.
Yeah,
look good. That's...
So worried, Chip.
Yeah, it's all right, bae.
Okay.
Where's my, where's the background?
That's a good background. It's
no, it's this. I don't need the Big Apple. Where's my special background?
There we go.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah. That's what we're going
to
be.
I think people in the Middle East are going to be drawn to this podcast for the wrong reasons.
That's right. Where's the virgins? Not next to me, believe me. All
right. Chip, did you ever hear less is more? Especially what?
Yeah, every time I take my pants off. Oh, now. Hold on.
In the podcast, I don't think you're supposed to distract people much from what you're saying.
You know what I was just thinking? Squeaky doors, clogged sinks, finicky engines. When things break around the house, you take care of it. However, when something's off in the bedroom, you just try not to think about it. Come on, man. That's what Biden says. Come on, man.
He does.
What are you waiting for? Take care of it. Talk to a licensed professional healthcare about your dick problems and get the treatment shipped right to your door, you limper. That's the pre-roll? God damn, that's long. Go to GetRoman.com/chip right now for $15 off your first month. GetRoman.com/chip right now. $15 off your first month. Your pecker is embarrassing you.
That was very subtle, like Joe Biden when he reads a prompter. I didn't even know you were reading.
Oh, I was reading. I swear to God, I was reading. I really was.
I was trying to help you out.
Yeah, no, I was reading off the
such
prompter.
A natural
I got
way
it,
to
Chip.
Fit, too.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. That's
awesome.
Now you got to remind me of when I got to actually do the thing.
Okay.
Hold on a second. My stuff's falling out.
This is great. I was saying I had.
Is that the bathroom
what
key?
Is this?
Fucking Craig Gass was here before and he fucking gave me the bathroom key. Mr. Helpful. The bathroom door's open, I told him. Fucking creep.
You know, just in case.
This is the first time I'm seeing Zia.
Yeah.
Like in real life.
Same here. It's,
yeah,
it's weird.
Very pretty girl, of course. I'm being creepy again?
No. Because now we're here. Yeah, before, we're here. It was just you in here by yourself.
Yeah. If you were driving yourself, you were her Uber driver. Fucking pretty girl. Oh.
That's why you can never wear skirts in an Uber. It's just a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as the driver.
Yeah. Hey. Just looking at the back. Yeah.
My skirt.
In the rearview mirror.
It's a kilt.
Yeah, it's a kilt.
Nothing wrong with that. So welcome back, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for coming on.
Nice vest.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to dress up. It's the first video one in a long time.
Long time? How long about?
Oh, fucking.
A year. Over a year.
Fucking multiple COVID. Months, yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, the fucking virus. It's been about 16 months. And we haven't actually done one in... That fucking... I'm distracted. God damn, that looks...
Are cool. You looking at the flame?
Oh, you like it because it's good.
Fuck yeah.
God.
They are very
the fire cool. Looks really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's kind of zoomed out because fucking... I think I made a mistake on the fucking logo.
Why?
What happened to the logo?
Is that zoomed out, the fire...
Oh, the fire.
Yeah, I think I fucking zoomed out.
Why, is it supposed to be closer?
No, I wrote something on it, but I think I made a mistake.
Oh, they could probably remedy that.
I don't know. I could be mistaken.
Oh, no. Okay.
God damn it. I hope they fix it.
Zoom out. It's burning my back.
Yeah. Hot as a mug.
Oh, my God.
Look at E-Rock. That's the look of a man in charge. Pointing. I think that's a computer.
Pointing. What did he find? A sandwich?
Oh, come on, poor kid.
That's not pointing nice.
What a poor kid.
You do a show with the Mr. E-Rock.
I do, yes.
No, I don't.
No,
I'm talking to Zia.
Oh, hey.
You could, though. You could come on with us, Chip.
I've never been invited.
Love to have you.
Flashing and flames. I can't. Look at the monitors.
I can't look at the screen.
Oh, this is great. I'm going to have to put out an epilepsy warning. Fucking hold on a second. All right, we'll just leave it like that. The fight, because I was worried it was going to look silly, but I think that looks perfect.
Yeah, who is your set designer? Helen Keller?
No, Helen Keller's blind. She would have been a terrible fucking set designer.
Yeah.
She's deaf, so.
And deaf, that's right. As a DEF, she's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Deaf.
How did Helen Keller fucking burn her face?
How?
She answered the iron.
It's always been one of my faves.
What's the other? Give me another Helen Keller joke.
The other one is, how did she burn her fingers?
In a mishap of some sort.
She tried to read the
burning fire thing.
Waffle iron.
The waffle ash that it was.
Oh,
braille.
I love waffles.
It was braille.
Why?
She thought it was braille.
Why didn't she use it properly?
Because she can't see or hear, Chip.
Teacher didn't teach her.
Oh,
she was multitasking.
Yeah,
making waffles and word processing.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone
making waffles like is like just have someone make her a waffle. She's blind. Jesus.
You know why she couldn't hear? Because somebody said that's the waffle iron, you asshole. She was like, I can't hear nothing.
Couldn't hear.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, so we got a lot of ground to cover tonight.
Oh boy.
What should we talk about?
We're running. Oh no. Sorry, a lot of ground to cover, I thought you said.
Okay. Oh, God.
I didn't even get it at first.
Do you make these jokes when you're not on the Chip?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's who I am.
Chip, this could be a problem, Chip being right here and you being here. My questions seem to be deflecting off of Chip.
No, here's what you got to do. If you want to ask Zia a question, just do that because her name starts with Zia. Oh. And then we'll cut that out so I'll know what's for you. I won't interrupt.
Okay, sounds good. It's
signal system.
Yeah, by the way. How long did you take to get in?
It only took about an hour and 15 minutes. Not even an hour. It took like an hour.
Oh, that's not
with
that
traffic.
Bad.
Yeah.
That is bad. An hour to get anywhere stinks.
I feel
how many miles? It was probably 3 miles,
no,
right?
It was 30. It was 30 miles.
30?
Yeah, that's not bad. Like
at 30 miles an hour should be 1 hour.
Yeah.
So you average 30 miles an hour the whole time.
It's once you get into the city. Once we hit the tunnel is where it got bad.
See, that's
right. That'll do it. The tunnel.
Yeah.
I got tunnel stories for days. One time I got stuck. I was running late. I'm fucking honking. Right?
Would you decide to get out and work?
Don't stop making... Cut that out.
I'm sorry, Chip. I know
but how... Damn it. I just came with a suit.
I'm only kidding.
Oh, he's just
That's
kidding.
Okay. I understand.
Oh, wait, you were asking her. I thought you were making fun of my vest.
You Jesus Christ. I gave the sign.
Oh! Okay, hold on a second. Let's make a nice smooth transition. I apologize. This
Were you now Jim?
We've got to get used to being in the studio now.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah,
like so, do the tunnel joke again, but I'll get out of the way. We'll clean this up. But it'll clean up in post. We'll put the laughs in.
Jesus.
All right, so go ahead. We're talking. I'm in the tunnel.
Yeah, it took longer at the tunnel. You said something.
What'd you say?
Yeah, it said the traffic started when we hit the tunnel.
Oh, there used to be a lot of hookers there.
Holy fuck. Every fucking time.
It used to be.
I should have known that was coming.
A lot of hookers there. Remember that?
Every time. Yeah, I do remember that. That's hence why I was saying maybe she got out to go to work.
Oh, okay.
See?
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, Paul.
You did.
Apologize.
My own father used to make escort jokes, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought it would be easier in
a
live atmosphere.
Yeah. It's good. So let me ask you a question, Dave. You're doing shows around town. What did you do during COVID?
Oh, I sweated it out first. I had it right away.
Oh, you got sick?
Shit. Like the day.
Yeah, are you healthy now?
You do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got mine right out of the way like dessert.
That's how you do it.
How bad was it?
Mine's pretty bad. It was like 13 days.
Ow.
Yeah, but.
Hey, I think Dave needs to be taken off the flame.
Because. Wait, now it just went blank. What happened? Did we start the show?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the show already
that's
started.
So good.
Oh, no.
Ah, lose.
What's happening on the screen?
People
you don't
mad
want
at me
the intro, Chip?
No.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'm sorry, you know.
Oh, wait, live.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to look like?
Oh, what's it? Oh, yeah.
Are we just live?
Oh, live now? Live in the compound.
With the flames, it's still cool.
Live in the compound.
It's not live in the... Oh, God.
Yeah, but...
It's like Chip's version of Live, Laugh, Love.
I prefer just the regular flames. The regular flames. This is too distracting.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
Let's go back to the other flames. That much better.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too. It looks like it's hot as a mug behind us.
Yeah.
Well, it is because you're here, Chip.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that. I like a little bit of flirting. A little flirting will get you a long way. So what happened? You got sick with COVID?
Yeah. Then I did some, I did videos in my basement until I couldn't watch the internet anymore. And then, you know what I did, Chip?
Let me sink.
He's going to answer that.
I don't know.
I started doing yoga.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's healthy, yeah.
Yeah, I figured that out. And the other key to happiness and success is sort of masturbating daily.
Wow.
Daily.
Yeah. Yep.
Masturbation
and
yoga.
Daily. Whether someone's involved or not, that's you should come every day.
Yep. Do you use your imagination or your phone?
Yeah, you can't just make yourself think.
Right, no.
You're the Amazing Karnak or something.
That is the ultimate goal, is to get to just using your imagination, no hand.
I think some people can actually do that. That's a thing, where they can just will themselves to come.
I would assume you've seen Hands Free.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can make myself come like that.
How do you do it, Chip? What do you think about?
I rub my thighs together like that, and I fucking do like that thing, like I'm running in place, and I didn't even notice it at first, and then someone's like, what's happening? And I was just coming all over the treadmill.
It's good.
Wait, was it coming out the bottom of your shorts?
No, it was just pulling up in front of them. They were fucking light gray.
Up the works.
Yeah, and I was just, my thighs were rubbing together because I was chubby, and I was just kind of doing that, and I started coming.
Well,
that's why Planet Fitness smells like bleach.
That's right, because of people like me. I wiped it off. I put it on the handles, you know. All right. So let me ask you. So you got COVID, and then you started doing yoga, then you started fucking touching your penis. What was the other thing you did besides that?
That was it. I broke up with my family. Oh, yeah, yoga, yeah.
Did you say you broke up with your family?
Yeah, they left. They moved in, like, May. They went to Phoenix.
Who's your family? Your mother, father, or you had a wife?
Yeah, I had, like, a ghetto version of a wife. Like, we lived together for, like, 10 years and had kids. We never got the government involved.
Why did she leave? Was there a big fight? Did she just prefer Phoenix? Is she a Suns fan?
A Suns fan. It's a good reason to move.
Oh, it sure is. It's hot there. Maybe she's a big fucking, no, I was going to say Karl Malone, but that's you. Cut that out so I don't look stupid. What happened?
Yeah,
I don't mean
it.
To make light.
I think that the shutdown, we couldn't ignore that things weren't working anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm.
now we're just in the house looking at each other. Like,
I think it's took its toll on a lot of couples and relationships.
It the did.
COVID thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going to be two things. There's going to be a whole bunch of divorces or just a shit ton of babies. Like, those are. Yeah.
You think people were fucking during the COVID thing?
I was.
I would have. Ooh, Chip?
Oh, yeah. Fucked
Chip,
a couple.
Some.
Yeah. You know what it was? I was fucking doing some volunteer work down at the nursery home. And a lot of them got.
Nursery home or nursing home? That would be two different things.
Yeah.
Literally the opposite ends of the human spectrum.
I meant where the old people are. Nursing home.
Oh, that's a nursing home then. Yeah. The place where Cuomo killed people.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah, believe me. I went in there. I was tripping over body bags. But they asked me to help out. And I was like, sure, I'll help. And I was doing some comedy and entertaining. And a couple of the ladies wanted to say thank you and throw the chip at some puss. So what was I going to do?
Oh, so you're
those
you're
old
sex.
Ladies are horny.
Oh, you're not. No bags and nothing.
Just ask the male nurses.
I was fucking all over it.
See how horny the women are.
It was
women
a swinging dick.
Reach their sexual peak at like 70, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens. That's
right before the casket, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of like STDs are running rampant in those old folks' homes. Like, that's everywhere because people
are
just fucking all the time. I don't know.
But if they're old and they don't have them yet, like they haven't had them forever,
right.
And then they have sex in the old age home, how are they giving each other STDs?
Someone's getting it. Some old dude is getting hookers coming in.
It's the fucking male orderlies that are banging the old women, and then some old codger decides and he spreads it around.
Yep.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know if it was. It might have been. It was either Betsy or Ethel that gave me chlamydia.
Oh no!
Because I wasn't even sticking Sexy it right names. In, babe. Well, I know. I love those names. I
told you steer clear of Mildred and Gertie.
No, Gertie died. I walked in. I shook her hand too hard, and she dropped dead. And fucking. Mildred was a tease.
Mildred's a tease?
Oh, she used to swing her full diapers at me like a mace.
Oh, God.
Damn, Mildred was sexy as a mug.
Full with what, Chip?
Oh, I don't know, but it smelled like Desitin.
Oh, God.
A bag swung a Desitin diety at me.
Gertie.
Oh, no.
Gertie.
That was Drew Barrymore's name in E.T.
Gertie?
Yeah.
Gertie?
That was her name. So that was like the only time you've seen a child.
I guess it's cute if it's a, like oh, they gave her this old lady name.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know. I can't imagine somebody at some point in history was going like, oh, fucking Gertie, I'm going to nail you. Like, how?
Not a sexy name.
I don't think they had sexy talk back then. It's
no,
not
I don't
a sexy
think so
name.
Either.
No. One time, here's a, what.
She's like, oh, Rutherford, give it to me.
Rutherford.
I don't know.
What movie is this? What movie is this? Let's do some impressions.
Okay.
I love impressions.
Like
Elliot.
That's E.T., right?
That would be E.T., the movie we were just talking about.
Well, you were so
this
good
could
at
be
it,
the movie
Chip.
About Elliot Ness.
Oh, that could be. Yeah.
I shouldn't lie. Yeah, it's the Untouchables. Fuck. God damn it. That was a good one, Dave. Thanks for... All right. Go ahead. You do one. I'll see if I can figure it out.
If it was Edie, it would be about E-Rock. He loves to eat. Hey, Edie.
Low-hanging.
Nice. The kid's been very
totally
helpful.
Low-hanging fruit.
I'm not
oh
calling him E-E.
Not even fruit.
E-T.
It's low-hanging whatever the fuck.
Low-hanging
shit.
Yeah. Yes. Low-hanging carbs. That ain't very nice. He was very helpful.
Nice.
My apologies, E-Rock.
Now, Chip, what do you prefer to hear ladies call you in the bedroom? Chipper or Chipperson?
Chipperson, Mr. Chipperson.
Lyle.
Bay.
Bay.
Hey,
you like Bay?
Yeah.
Or isn't that kind of dated?
Or sometimes when fucking in the home, a couple of them would ride my face and I wouldn't hear much except something, something, Sonny. Something, something, Sonny. They would call me Sonny.
Sonny boy? Sonny. Oh, I'm just going to say Sonny Jim.
Yeah.
As their thighs or.
Yeah.
I feel like they're sitting on your face. It just looks like the Dilophosaurus, you know?
Yeah.
Just waving.
No.
Yeah, the fucking, what happened was I got a neck injury.
Big lips.
She was wearing fucking pantyhose and she slipped them down, but not far enough.
Oh, no.
So she's on top and they got caught in the back of my head.
Wow.
She was a wild one in her pantyhose.
Never heard of that kind
of thing. Yeah, I didn't know that could happen.
Keeping your head buried right in there. I think she did that on purpose, Chip.
I think she did too, Bay. I accused her of that.
Old
rude.
Powder.
Yeah.
Powder.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got
gross.
Fucking so mad at her. I took all her family photos out and put Nazi pictures in. Just to get her thrown out of the home. They fucking put her furniture outside. They threw her out.
Yes.
Get out of here, you racist old bag. She didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, they're still sensitive to that in the old folks' home.
Yeah, she's like, who am I? They fucking tossed her out.
What happened to her after that?
I don't know. I just know that I fucking, all of a sudden I found a bloody white shoe, and we never seen that old racist bitch again.
Well, that's what you get for being racist and doing that to Chip.
That's right. Salt and Chipperson. I don't go for that at all.
Oh, man.
So how was your show today? It's nice to be back in the studio, getting the vibe.
Yeah, all together. It was great. I had Craig Gass on.
Oh, cool. He's a fucking bunch of hot air.
Come on. Yeah, he probably hears that every day.
Oh.
He's very good. He does a great impression.
Who's he do? Here we go.
Of course, Kinison.
Ow! Yeah, it's Kinison's easy. Fucking easy. You know who that is?
Oh.
Thought he stubbed his toe.
Yeah. Ow! Fucking married!
Wow, that is spot on.
Dave, I'm never going to be able to unsee that in my mind now every time.
I'll do your Christopher Walken.
Huh?
I do your Christopher Walken.
Ow!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's fire.
Ow!
Let me cook a weenie or something.
What about William Shatner?
William Shatner?
Can you do that?
Mr. fucking, Mr. Spock.
Yeah, he would say that.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, he would.
I'm a rocket man. That's not
love
very
that
good,
one
but...
when he sings Rocket Man. You're a beautiful woman.
Well, he would go, hey, Sulu. And I would go, for what? And he goes, Sulu. And I'm like, do you have a lawyer? Then he would go, Sulu. And I would go, was it for defamation? Fucking funny, you know, back and forth.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good, like wordplay humor. Okay, so you had COVID. Now, how long after you caught COVID did your family leave? Now, did they tell you they were going to Phoenix, or did you say, I think Phoenix is for you?
No. Okay, this is going to sound sad, but it's actually pretty funny. She said, I'm going out just to see family.
Okay, sure. They do that.
Out there for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Did they go to...
How long?
All the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A.?
Oh. Wait, that's from a... Hold on.
It's a song, yeah.
Oh.
See, she knows.
Yeah.
She said she was going to see family for 2 weeks, and then she was like, I like it. We're going to stay out for a little bit longer, like a month.
Oh,
and
no.
It started looking at apartments. Like, I get the call, like, I want to come home and get all my stuff, and I'll be out by the end of the month. And I'm like, okay.
Is there a guy out there or no?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Probably was. I've been out there since. Like, I just came back from out there. So, I make sure I...
You mad at her?
No. So, it's weird. Like, we just went to the Grand Canyon, like, as a family. Like, and it's like, it's
interesting.
Overlook
your relationship. Giant crater in the ground.
Yeah.
That's so bad. Oh, my God.
I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, Jim.
Sorry.
I forgot you're in recovery.
My inner Norton flew out.
Oh, jeez.
Panicky fruit.
A butt plug.
Oh.
So what happened? So you're looking into the Grand Canyon. What happened?
No, but she's...
Mr. Hanalei there?
Mr. Hanalei?
Yeah, he's a very famous old...
Who's Hawaii?
Oh.
That's... Hanalei is Hawaiian, yeah.
And he was a little Indian kid and the Indian family that...
But Mr. Hanalei could have gone there.
No.
He could have.
I think the kids got lost in the... I don't know.
They got lost in the Grand Canyon with the
Grand
Brady
Canyon.
Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
And then Mr. Brady wanted to go down and help them, but then he realized he was too weak to walk.
Someone was trying to jump their claim. It was the guy from Gilligan's Island.
Which one?
Oh, you're going to jump my claim.
Oh, the professor.
No, the...
Oh.
Mr. Owl.
Yinja? Yinja.
His name Thurston?
Oh, Jim Backus.
Jim Backus.
Say Jimmy Backus.
I thought this would work.
No, I thought that was Yinja.
How come the teen girl knows?
I used to love Gilligan's Island when I was a kid.
All right, hold on. Forgive me. Why did you like Gilligan's Island? Fucking Gilligan was always fucking everything.
That's troublesome.
He was.
Yeah.
I just liked it. It was just one of those shows I started watching when I was a kid. I remember when it was black and white, and then it got into color, and it was exciting. It was good. I had it on VHS.
Wow.
Yeah.
She knows the changeover and everything.
Yeah. Gilligan was the last white guy to pull off a bucket hat.
Yes, he was.
the only one, I think.
Yeah. LL was like, I'm picking that shit right up.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? What hat in history should I grab and make it my own? Gilligan's.
It's better
only
than a
someone
fedora.
As cool as LL could have done that.
I know. And then imagine if Alan Hale was there.
Ooh. Ooh, Jesus, why? The skipper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Little improv.
Flames are coming off the brake drums on that conversation. That's how hot the brakes
go. No, we're just fucking doing a little bit of riffing.
Riffing, Chad.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What's that?
All right, we should start the show.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun little warm-up.
Right, right. Practice or whatever.
Okay, now let's play the opening theme song, and we'll act like we're all fucking...
We're rocking out.
When it comes out, we'll all come back like we were laughing about something I might have said off camera.
Hey, 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 what's up, party?
Okay. Nice. Let's
go! Shit has fucking podcast. Shit has fucking podcast. Shit has fucking podcast.
Okay, here we go, we're laughing.
Chip, that was hilarious.
So
what'd I say?
He's called Anthony.
I am truly at Kanye West's listening party. This is insane.
Welcome to the Nut House. Oh no.
Chip is gonna stay here because the podcast isn't finished.
What a
Oh, you mentioned...
oh, my God, I can't.
So you mentioned Kenny West. His fucking listening party, they invited me, but I didn't go.
What about no? Kenny East?
There you go, babe.
Ah, fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Got it. I think there's two more jokes here.
I know, hold
there's
on.
A couple more.
Kenny West.
Well, you know, yeah.
Oh, that works too.
It was... Apologies.
Okay.
Little white derby. Holy shit.
That is
I'd
a
like
cool
to
hat,
see
though.
That blood stain.
Yeah, this is my third one.
Oh, is it?
Yep, sure is.
What keeps happening?
I don't know. Some guy with no pants and a wrench stole my other one.
No.
Yeah, he struck it off my head.
Well.
15 stitches.
Maybe he needed it more than you, Chip.
I think he did. Like, I came back an hour later. He was taking a shit in it. Thought it was a toilet.
Hmm. You've had a lot of awful stuff happen to you.
Oh, my God.
What kind of insurance do you have?
I have fucking, that's a good one. I have fucking,
The general. Shaquille O'Neal insurance. I love the general insurance.
I always, for every time he does that, I'm always like, how did they get him to do this? Did you say yes to everything?
First of all, fuck that insurance company because they only use niggas to promote. Like,
it's so funny.
Snoop Dogg and Shaq and this fucking
and this dumb, this 1990 CGI cartoon guy.
Oh my God, that
mustache.
General.
Oh God.
They kill me and Hulu kills me too.
Yeah.
Hulu's commercials let you know.
Oh, the hip hop commercial. God. That reminds me when I was recording my album. They were trying to come in and get the references in, right?
Holy shit, Dave.
Chip, you had a hip hop.
It was so fucking funny.
Working on one.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I was working on one.
What were some of the songs? You want to do a little rap for us, Chip?
No, because it's not done.
Oh, okay.
Freaks come out at night.
Okay, I like that.
Freaks come out at night.
True. Yep.
That was a good one.
Is that a line in the song? Or?
That was. It was called "The Freaks Come Out at Night." I was fucking doing that.
Oh, I got a little bit there. Kind of got the beat a little
freaks
bit.
Freaks come out at night.
All right. Like it?
You got quite a way to go.
Yeah, it was good. That was my chorus.
Yeah.
And, hey, by the way, we should really talk about limp peckers.
Oh.
We should talk about. Yeah, you don't want
just
that.
Just in case you have to.
Yeah. Now we're gonna cut
perform.
This. We're gonna cut this part out. We're just gonna look like I'm casual. Pause it right there. Now we're just gonna look cash. So, Aunt, why don't you say something to me like, "Fuck, my pecker's not working."
Fuck, my pecker's not working.
Ah, you know, bud, with Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for Ed, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home.
ED.
ED, that's Ed.
It's erectile dysfunction, Chip.
When your pecker doesn't work.
Oh, that makes... Okay, I thought it would have been EF.
Just a guy, Ed, is performing for your wife while you sit there.
Yeah, fucking Ed. Yeah, Ed's the bull. Ed comes over and teaches her how to come while you sit there like the limper that you are.
Yeah.
Then again, a U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. Now, if medication's appropriate, that's a big if. Ships to you free with two-day shipping.
Oh, nice.
Ain't that fucking great? You don't have to go nowhere. It just ships to you free. You don't have to pay the postman. Just
staring at that limp noodle for 2 days.
2 days in the mirror. You're pinching it angrily. God damn, I hope this fucking stuff comes quick. You're pinching the head angrily. You're picking it up like a little fucking cat picks up a kitten. You pick up your limp dick from the back with your nails. You dig your nails into the back and you pick it up. God damn it. The whole process, very ironic. It's very straightforward and discreet. The opposite of your limp pecker. Very soft and mealy and discreet. That's what it should say. Getting started is simple. You go to GetRoman.com/chip to complete an online visit. And unfortunately, not enough of my fans have been going to fucking GetRoman.com/chip.
Don't be embarrassed. Take care of yourself.
I will thank them for being a sponsor for as long as they have been, and I will miss them.
Oh, no.
Take care of your Ed without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Take care of your stupid, sweaty, limp noodle dick. Your wife is laughing at you. Your coworkers are laughing at you. Your dog don't respect you. Your pecker sucks. Go to GetRoman.com/chip and you get $15 off your first month. $15. It really is time to take care of your erectile dysfunction. I hate when it's a fucking
great
big deal. It's a great deal.
How is everybody not signing up for that right now?
Oh, yeah. If you have a limp dick, you're not a man. You got to take care of that shit.
Yeah, you know who you are. Right. And every lady knows who your dumb husband is. So why don't you fucking drag him away from the console and say, hey, limper. Hey, fat limper boy. Get on the phone with GetRoman.com and fucking fix this already. Get started today. $15 off your first order of soft dick treatment. GetRoman.com/chip.
Get Roman or get Roman.
Get Roman for pussy.
Yeah, good, right?
Once you have it.
Fuck yeah. Get Roman for pussy once you have it. Fuck yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the country.
No.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Oh, like the Romans?
I mean, like, just walk around because you got nothing to do because your dick don't work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was like the old joke. Hey, someone told me I got a Roman nose because it was a big nose. I laughed when I heard that, you know.
That's a good one.
Normally, if your dick don't work, don't you just bring it home an application?
Oh, shit. I think Biden will send it another check.
Oh, you're saying work. Yeah, fuck yeah. If my dick didn't work, I'd fucking punch it. That's what I've done. One time I black and blued my thigh punching my limp dick.
Wow.
What happened to your dick?
It got blacker and bluer, and my thigh also did. Driving my knuckles into it,
into
screaming.
Your thigh?
Because it was sitting there.
I can imagine this really.
Sticking straight out.
Maybe, you know, Chip is elaborating on who this happened to, but
oh, no.
I think this probably happened.
How long did it take your dick to recover?
A while. Had to get a splint on it.
Oh.
Splint?
Yeah, a little splint.
Popsicle sticks?
Yep.
Popsicle sticks and
yeah,
and
believe
tie it up.
Me, fucking two on end tied together.
What's wrong with a mom-sickle stick?
I used to hate when Uncle Paul would make me cum-sickles.
Oh!
It was the fucking disgusting. Yeah, let me put a little in the ice tray, and then you can nibble on it.
Oh,
you're thirsty.
God.
Was he at least eating a lot of pineapple?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
He drank coffee and drank papaya juice and ate asparagus.
Oh.
And he would always
asparagus.
Oh. And he had a cut in his vas deferens, so he'd always get a little tinkle in his semen.
Oh.
Yeah.
When Chip uses medical jargon.
Yeah, he got a slice in his vas deferens. It was a misunderstanding in a Walmart, and some angry father kicked him in the groin with work boots.
Oh,
with his
no.
vas deferens open.
Did the father have a son?
He very well might have. I don't know. So.
Now, people discuss this with you, Chip, because you were a child when this happened, weren't you?
Mm. Well, Uncle Paul, no, I happened to go. My mother had to take him to the hospital. He came back. He goes, hey, Dolores, help me. And he fell asleep on the fucking lawn. So she picked him up. She threw him in a trunk because she was embarrassed. drove him to the fucking hospital, and I could hear him yelling through the back, "Something happened, Dolores, help me." And he's fucking yelling, and she dropped him off at the hospital 3 blocks away.
Did she just throw him out and drive away, like when you commit a crime and someone gets hurt?
She stopped 3 blocks away. That's exactly what she did.
Dump him out.
Got out of the trunk, and he limped to the fucking hospital.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He made it. Yeah, he did.
I don't know if that's
it.
A good thing, but you know.
So the cum sickles would have some urine in it.
Smell of asparagus.
Your best difference. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
with you.
Yeah, and a tinge of cranberry color.
Oh, God.
And the urine was ruining the cum, is what you're saying.
I didn't like any of it. I mean, I would say, I'd be lying if I said they weren't refreshing when it was hot.
Well.
We didn't have other ice cubes. Reggie would never let us keep them in the house.
Why not?
Because he thought the government was poisoning them.
Oh.
Just the ice cubes, not the water or anything else that makes ice cubes? Okay.
Ice cubes. Fucking hated ice cubes.
All right. Well, that's a bummer.
Set looks like Zia should be dancing on a pole in front of the flashing lights and the flames.
Yeah, it's fucking
hot. Maybe it's just me.
I had someone offer me $500 at a party once to strip. Like back when I was like 17 or 18, I was like, I don't even know if I'm, I don't even
Look,
remember
we
if I was
decided
of age.
Not to bring that up again.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, it was you?
Ah, Jim. See, he gets it. This guy is no putting anything past
did you do it or not?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
No business.
Why not?
Do you wish you did?
I don't know. No, because Hawaii is such a small place and such a small town that everybody knows. Like, it would be different if I lived on the mainland where it's, you know, like a city or something like that. But I knew everybody and everybody knew my dad, and that could have gotten really awkward.
Wow, imagine the whores that could have come out of Hawaii if it wasn't so small.
Right?
It's true.
A lot of them gave a second thought, like, everyone knows everybody.
Yeah, all of a sudden everybody in fucking Waikiki knows your cuda's been flying around at a party.
Hey, put this pineapple up your ass.
Probably.
Give you $20.
I bet you.
Oh, the place is small.
That'd probably be a cool place for a tourist to go.
Yeah. Waikiki or just
Probably could
I don't know. Maybe not. Because it sounds like it's just hot girls with like conscience.
Yeah.
I will tell you this.
That their neighbors are gonna fucking think ill of them.
No, I will tell you this. Oahu has some of the most beautiful prostitutes ever, and they're all Oahu.
That's what?
Damn it.
Yeah. Oahu's on first. Okay.
Oahu's on first.
Oahu what?
Third base.
What's that?
Oh, a Wawa sandwich.
Rabbit and Costello.
Hey, the jokes are flowing.
I like that one.
Three.
Oh, shit.
Okay, what were you saying, Bae?
No, Oahu has some of the most beautiful prostitutes ever. They're just lined up on the street. They're all women, too. Just throwing that out there. Oh, there are mahus, like, somewhere. You can find them, but
Jim
you can
go,
tell.
Ew. Wherever Jimmy is, I heard him go, ew.
Whatever fucking rock that fruit is under right now. Collecting sediment in his anus.
Poor Jimmy.
Holy shit.
The Grand Canyon.
Oh, right. You were at the Grand Canyon.
Nice. No. Well, we never got to finish that story.
Yeah, what happened when you were there? You're looking over the edge. You're contemplating something?
Contemplating?
No.
It was nice, man. It was beautiful. Like, actually, you know what I mean? Like, the Grand Canyon will make you realize... Nothing else matters that you think matters. You know what I mean? Like
the whole size of it. You're looking out going like, that's something I have. You can't see the vastness of anything in New York like that. When you're there, it's just fucking as far as you can see.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon?
Yeah, what I was talking about.
You take helicopter rides over that.
You do.
Yeah, my cousin.
Nuts to do that.
They also have the regular canyon.
Yeah, what's so grand about it? I would like to go there and say that, you know. Did you do the thing now, Dave, where you can walk out? There's like, I swear to God, hand to God, there's like a fucking glass horseshoe. And you walk out over the glass horseshoe, and you can look down into the canyon.
Yeah,
it's
just
being on glass.
Scary.
It's very scary.
Don't do it if you're afraid of heights.
No, I know. That's what I was telling people.
Yeah, I have daughters, and they were not, they had no imagination. Like, they literally made me leave the Grand Canyon to go watch an IMAX movie about the Grand Canyon.
That's youth today. They don't appreciate.
Oh, no.
That's so funny.
So.
And then they ordered.
Millennium.
Yeah, they ordered Mexican food and sat in a hotel and watched The Impractical Jokers. I'm like, what the fuck?
That doesn't sound so bad.
You can literally get real Mexican food. Go to the Grand Canyon and watch Practical Jokers.
They want me on that show. It's funny not to inject myself. But yeah, fucking Jerry Volcano and fucking the other guys want me to, because I had some good prank ideas. Yeah. I like to pull prank.
Chip, do you remember your old prank show, Gotcha Gotcha?
Gotcha Gotcha.
Yeah,
they got a lot of their ideas from Gotcha Gotcha. Yeah. I'm like a prankster.
What's your favorite prank you've ever done?
Oh, Jesus.
One time, I fucking...
I did.
One time, no, it was really funny. I told everybody there were cheese doodles at the bar at the bowling alley, but there was pretzels. So they go up there wanting cheese doodles. They come back and they go, where the heck are they, you know? And then I went out into the parking lot and I called in a bomb threat.
Oh, okay, there we go.
And they all had to go outside. It was 10 degrees. And they left all their coats inside and stuff.
Oh, no. Was anyone injured?
No, but there was one woman who had lost two toes due to frostbite. And she was standing on the sidewalk for a long time because I put spikes in the road so the fucking fire trucks couldn't make it.
There's so many layers to this prank.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Take our toes and tell someone they're cheese doodles and bring the whole thing around.
No, here's what I did. I took a fucking blackened toes because you know when I get fucking all frostbitten? Yeah. I took two of them and I put them in the fucking bowling holes. And so somebody got to put their fingers in there and got a couple of seven dirty fucking toes.
I think it's a kid's belly button.
Oh,
frostbite toes.
A little piece of umbilical cord.
Oh.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
That was my favorite prank.
Yeah, that's a good prank.
Yeah.
It's like that guy. Did you guys read that story about that dude?
He was
Yeah, you know, Chip, you know that one? That 75-year-old dude who told he didn't want to pay the bag fee at the airport, so he walked away.
They wanted his wife to pay a fee?
That old bag.
I didn't think you had to pay for your balls.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. These oniony mugs have always traveled for free.
Is this considered carry on?
Oh.
Yeah, could you put it, slam your balls in the overhead?
Well, you just put it under the seat in front of you and hope the fucking kid doesn't hit it with his blocks. All right, babe, what happened? I apologize. I didn't mean to be vulgar.
It's okay. He is a 75-year-old dude and he got really pissed off. No, not Anthony.
Oh.
No. Anthony, you look damn good. When I found out how old you were, I was like, what?
Thank you. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Somebody's creamy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, babe. What were you saying?
Wait till I take that ED medicine.
Oh, yeah. Careful. Bob Dole took it. It went to his arm, you know, but go ahead.
I hold a pen with my cock. It's amazing. Like a prehensile tail. You know what that is?
Nope.
No.
Monkey tail that could actually wrap around branches and hold them up. They're adorable.
And your penis is like that, like a crooked finger? Foot.
Yes, I could swing from it.
Useful penis.
Can't swing with it, though. Little tiny mug.
Oh. Side hurts.
Side hurts. What's the matter?
I'm laughing.
Liver cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, I knew a guy with liver cancer. Yeah.
What? Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? What happened?
Oh, died.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking, I made fun of him, too.
Why?
I'm like, yeah, but there's a reason I don't like liver, you know. I found out it was stage 4, poor dear.
Oh.
That liver didn't help him live.
Liver and onions.
Yeah, I felt bad about it.
The doctor put some onions on it. That would be a good one.
Yeah, liver. I said to him, liver, they should call it dia. You know? And he didn't enjoy that one too much.
I wouldn't guess he would.
I tried to cry, but he just started coughing.
Oh, God. Yeah,
18 years old, taken too soon.
Oh, wow.
18?
It's a young little liver.
I know. That's what I said out loud while his family was grieving.
That's also my favorite Disney movie.
Young little liver. Okay, babe, so what happened? What were you saying?
Oh, it's this old, he was like 75, he goes to the airport, and then he finds out, I guess unexpectedly, that there was a bag fee, and he didn't want to pay it, so instead of like angrily paying it and taking his bag, he just walks away and leaves his bag, and the people are like, hey, you gotta take your bag, and then he tells them there's a bomb in it.
Oh, shit.
So he cancels 8 flights, shuts down roads into the fucking thing, and like, I think 12 other flights or something like that got delayed, all because this guy didn't want to pay a bag fee.
They don't like bomb jokes at the
end. They
airport.
Do not. No, trust me. They did not enjoy that.
Trust me.
Oh, see, that's what I was going to say, Chip.
A bomb joke at the airport?
Yeah.
I mean, look. I'm a comedian. It's what I do. Boom, 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 boom.
Everywhere.
Boom.
Comed.
I comed. I josh around. Yes. But one time, the plane is fucking taking off, and everyone's got to stay in their seats. So I got up, and I was wearing a vest, and I just yelled, "Hey, there's bombs in this vest," and I ran back and forth up and down the aisle.
Now, were you trying to get a laugh? Is this what...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did anybody laugh?
No, they didn't.
No.
They restrained me and put duct tape on my mouth. And they ripped off my vest.
They don't understand a good prank.
No, they didn't.
It was a prank. Gotcha, gotcha.
Me and my friends, we put some explosives in a crock pot and put it at the finish line of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That sounds hilarious, though.
We were trying to, like, scare the runners as they crossed the finish line, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're all tired.
Oh,
but...
what's that? Oh, maybe it's Boston baked beans. Oh, let me open it.
No, but there was a real incident there.
Fucking A.
There was a real incident there. All kidding aside, yeah.
What happened?
I don't remember. I was out of town. I was in Connecticut fingering some girl.
Yeah.
I used to go up
story.
To Connecticut. I used to go up
just to finger a girl.
That's all I would do. She lived outside of Bridgeport, and she'd hop in a car, and I'd finger her for like a minute and a half, and then she'd hop out.
A minute and a half?
Yep, and I had 3.5 hours of traffic to get home.
Did you take the ferry over?
What? No, no, no.
Bridgeport ferry. You could just get right back.
I thought you meant did Jim give me a piggyback ride?
Not a ferry. Ferry. Yeah. You could just to finger her.
Yep, just to finger her.
Did she come or?
Buckets.
Oh, buckets. All right. So she's squirting. So maybe it was worth it.
Yeah, I didn't feel it, but I knew it internally because it was really dry.
Oh God.
It was really dry.
That probably means she did.
It made a sound. Yeah. Like, I put it in, and it didn't slide. But what happened was the lips gripped it, and it just kind of went, fum, 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 like it was not slipping. It was the lip gripped it. It was just kind of moving and dry.
You didn't get any lube or anything to bring with you?
No.
No? Okay.
You know when you try to put on, like, pajama pants if you didn't dry your legs good enough after the shower?
That's girls putting on jeans like, every day.
Fuck! I can't get my... And your foot's like this, and your fuck... Fuck! Yep. Yeah, okay.
It was like that. I tried to spit... She said, spit on your finger, babe. But my mouth was too dry. I was annoyed. I just had white spittle in the corner.
It'd be funny if she said, spit on your finger, and you had your dry finger, and you just went... And then still keep trying with the other hand.
That would have been a good way to alleviate the tension.
The tension, a little humor.
Yeah, but I didn't. And she got grossed out because I was like,
oh, a loogie.
Yeah, but I couldn't. My mouth. With the white stuff in the corner of the lips helped.
Are you taking any kind of antidepressants?
Yeah, I was on lithium.
Lithium?
I was on lithium.
Oh, isn't that?
Yeah. You got a girl now?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a new girl. Okay, that's why you're feeling better, because you're over it.
Yeah.
When did you meet your new girlfriend?
I don't have a girlfriend.
No. Oh, not?
Jesus.
Do I have to do a D?
Yeah.
Dave. No, you just point at Dave.
Oh, okay.
Like that?
Yeah.
You do this, you point at Dave, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I like it. What did I even ask now? How long have you guys been together?
Fucking Victor Willis wasn't gay.
Which one was he?
Lead singer.
Oh.
Felipe Rose. That was Norton's favorite.
Was the,
I am what I am. Victor Rose. Victor fucking Willis.
Was he the
original.
Guy or
black guy. Yeah, cop.
Oh, the cop.
Yeah, Victor Willis. And then there was another one.
Is this the Village People?
Yep, Village People. And then there was another one after Victor Willis.
Why did they do that to the YMCA?
What
you mean to the club?
Like, they were like before the Village People, the YMCA was like, oh yeah, go down to the men's what was it, Young Men's
Christian Association.
Yeah. And then it just turned into, oh yeah, just go be gay down at the fucking.
Something tells me that they were just kind of taking what they saw at the Y. I don't think they made it a gay. Guys went, oh, it's all guy. Young men, foot, it's a
young
real
beacon. Yeah, the first two letters just says, where are young men?
Yeah, the YM.
Right here.
The YM.
But I thought that was them, like, because they didn't support gayness, like, they figured, oh, if you're not going to support us, we're going to send everyone there.
Yeah, Christian. They're not gay friendly.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
It's like how, remember like when black people got kicked out of Starbucks and then a bunch of black people came the next day?
Oh, those guys that were just waiting for a friend.
In Philadelphia.
Get out of here, you fucking...
Yep.
That's how you. That's how you win. You got to send all your gay people down there.
All of them. And that's what happened. Oh, the Christians don't like gays.
Young
now
man.
Your whole organization is gonna be nothing but gay sex.
I said, young
in your
man.
Your showers and YMCA. Why? How did this happen? They made a song about it.
And then the Navy. Oh, the Navy.
In the Navy.
In the Navy. And all the admirals are going off. For Christ's sake.
What the hell happened? Imagine the guys that were at the Battle of Midway, like went literally turning the course of the war, World War II in Japan, in the Pacific. And then it's like, oh yeah, you're known for just being gay now. Sorry.
Well, I mean,
sorry about that whole Midway and fucking.
I'm imagining them.
Is that what you're doing, Chip?
Oh, there you go.
He said imagine the guys at Midway, and I'm imagining
you actually are.
Good to you.
Those heroes.
You're a good patriot.
Yeah, that's right.
Heroes.
I'm imagining them.
Oh, shit. Good thing you didn't say heroes. E-Rock would have come running. What?
Walking
Some
quickly.
People know them as hoagies or grinders, but.
Grinders? Someone's got his fucking apps on his brain. So where did you meet this young lady?
Which one? The one
I'm you date? The young lady that you are.
I met her. I actually met her at Fat Black. I met her at Fat Black.
Ah, doing
what
a show.
What is that?
Fat Black.
What's he
doing? It's the bar attached to the Comedy Cellar downtown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Fat Black Pussycat.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know it was just Fat Black.
Yeah.
That's what the cool kids are calling it these days. Yeah. That's young,
the
young guy lingo.
The FBP?
Oh.
Yeah, you know
cool.
me.
Yeah.
No, that's the fucking, that's down with OPP.
Yeah, I know that.
That was the joke, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Sometimes I'm too quick. I move right over it, you know.
Brother man.
Too smart.
Oh, no, not that one.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry, I thought it was that one.
Who sings that? Damn, what OPP?
Naughty by Nature.
Oh, that's right. I'm kind of naughty by nature.
You are, Chip. We know that.
After all the stories we've heard, no need to tell us.
That's
we know.
That's right. I'm naughty by nature.
Where are they from?
Where are they from?
Where is he?
They're from fucking Tucson.
Philly, Baltimore, Detroit. Atlanta, New York City,
Tucson, Arizona. Naughty by Nature's from Tucson, Arizona.
Is that a new rumor we're starting?
No, it's true.
Oh, it's true.
It's true because in high school I did a fucking I did a whole biography on Naughty by Nature, and I said they're from Tucson, Arizona, and this they all.
Why'd you have to ask who did the song?
Wait, that
doesn't make any sense. Wasn't a very good biography.
Yeah, so says, yeah,
what'd you get?
He said he didn't reference anything.
No. He just
you got an F.
You remember back in the day when you
that's not so good.
When you had to have a bibliography, you used to have to cite your sources.
Yes.
I remember that.
Now,
yeah,
bibliography. People can just go, an anonymous source told us.
That's right.
Yeah,
they just say whatever they want.
People fucking believe it.
Notes and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, show your work.
You have
work.
To pull direct quotes from things if you're going to, yeah.
Yeah, you would have to tell them what page
yep, what you
was
got
on.
It from.
Oh, my God.
I remember all that.
I walked in one time with my paperwork around my neck because I said, this is my bibliography.
Oh, God.
They fucking laughed. Fucking drooled pudding.
A lobster
up.
Bibliography.
Yeah, but yeah, I was eating pudding, drooled it all over.
He had pudding on it.
Yeah, I had acid reflux with my pudding.
No.
Acid reflux.
Wait, so was coming out too?
Flip. Ba-do-do-do.
Yeah.
You had acid reflux. Okay. Yeah,
remember that plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
Oh, what a relief it is.
Yep. You ever think of that when something's being pissed into net out of your hiney? I would just close my eyes and pretend I was on the beach. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, how old were you then, Chippy?
Oh, I was older, believe me.
Okay.
I was pushing eight.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, sorry, taking eight. I was 7 years old and taking eight.
God. 8 inches?
Yeah, it felt like there was a hot poker back there, and I would just sing, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Over and over.
Over and over in my head until I fell asleep.
I'm just going to say, I'm surprised that Chip is as...
cool?
Yeah, or like as sane as he is these days, I feel like things could be a lot worse.
Well adjusted.
You're very well adjusted.
Should be like really out there.
Yeah.
No sense of awareness of yourself.
Right.
Or jokes.
Like that. You should be like that.
Yeah.
No guilt, no, yeah. No sense of empathy or sympathy or of awareness.
You should also never be constipated based on the trauma that it sounds like.
You know what? Dave Templeton said it right there. Fucking right. You're right. I'm never constipated.
That was a lot of times, Zone,
right after the restaurant, I ate a half a steak and I stood up and it just tumbled right out of the back like a softball out of a tube.
That sounds like you made a mistake.
Yeah. I really had to work on my muscles clenching up back there. It's unfortunate. You ever see a softball tumble out of a tube? That's what happened to me. Stood up.
It's like when they release the basketballs at that little shooting game.
Yep. They all just come out. Don't fall out.
That's right. It was still warm, too. It was really funny. I stood up. I put my fingers in it, and it still had body temperature.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Wow, that is not good, Chip. You should probably have that checked out.
There's got to be a surgery a loose, you can do for that.
Loose,
yeah, there is.
Colon? A loose
what? Yeah, what is it? Sphincter, right?
Yeah, a loose sphincter. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not that thing in Egypt, the sphincter.
The Sphinx.
Yeah, he fucking shot his nose off.
Yeah.
What?
British soldier shot his nose off.
Yeah, they took artillery practice on a fucking thing that was thousands of years old.
Yeah. It doesn't matter with
stupid
them.
Brits.
Yeah. Yeah, but that
like,
happened.
We don't care. We'll probably own this soon anyway.
Well, we know the Brits are not good shots. That's how you know that Sphinx had a black nose.
Yeah, right. Probably, right? Oh, blimey, we can't let them think this. We can't let them think that. Blow that fucking nose off, would you please? Oh! Trajectory on that fucking nose.
I'm picturing it with a monocle right now.
Where are my bullets? I'm going to shoot it in the nose.
It's like I'm there.
Right? We just riff back and forth.
Yeah, this is what we do as comics.
Yeah, we just fuck as comedic forces.
Is this Jimmy Walker? What are you doing?
My mother, I tell you, every time when she used to go ahead, cello, and my mother would go, Chipper, leave the room.
Cello. Oh, no.
I fucking hated that.
Oh, no. Did your mom like JJ?
God damn it. Why'd you make me think of that? She was a big fucking... John Amos would always get her crazy. That was like at least
John Amos. He was the old man, that motherfucker.
That was a two zucchini night. And one time she would fucking take the zucchini into the bedroom. And when JJ would do this, she would go, Lyle, get out. And I would hear it. Oh, no. I would hear, whenever he went dynamite, she would go, ah. Oh,
God.
Dude, I cannot.
You know, John Amos was only
I don't know him.
Years older than Jimmy Walker was. He was playing his father, and he was only 8 years older than him at the time. They put like gray in his hair to make him look older. And they,
And Esther Roll was actually 78.
Yeah, yeah.
He's older.
James!
Oh, yeah. Esther.
What, babe?
I was just going to say, I can't walk into a grocery store and see, cucumbers. Oh. Zucchinis now without thinking about I just can't. And sometimes they're really big, and I'm just like, oh, look at this is like cucumber.
Yeah, I
bulbous things though.
They are.
Zucchinis are bulbous.
They are. They're like small.
Isn't a cucumber or something a girl would more.
Yeah, cucumber is better.
Trust me, I've had this discussion.
You don't like that hook shaped squash?
I mean, for hitting the G spot, maybe. Pumpkin
looking squash.
I remember.
Yeah, this is.
I remember one time there was a Good Times marathon on. My mother walked into the room with a gourd with two screwdrivers in the side of it for leverage.
Anything can be a dildo if you're brave enough.
It was a gourd. And she was like, Lyle, go to the store.
Screwdrivers, is.
Yeah.
Like a jackhammer. Yep, wow.
You got your own TV for Christmas that year, huh?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. She said, Lyle, go to the store and get me some supper. It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Fucking wandered around and went to Krause's.
Was it James or JJ? She was.
This was a marathon.
Both of them.
Believe me.
Both of them, right.
And then Wallona's husband. No, fucking Janet's. What was her name?
The football player?
Sister. The sister.
Yeah.
Not Wallona. Not the one who fucking burned Janet Jackson with the iron. Who was the fucking... Thelma.
Thelma. Okay, yeah, Thelma.
Thelma's husband, the football player.
Yeah, the football player. He was all angry and he drank because he got an injury. Kept
he was a professional football player?
Yeah.
It's supposed
to
be.
An injury had him sidelined and he had to get a regular job and everything. And
that's what happens when you. That's what happens
angry.
When you fucking with girls in the projects.
That's right.
You got money. You're not supposed to be in the projects, sir.
He drank for like one episode. It was like, oh, he drinks because, you know, he had his great career opportunity and then it went. And then they talked him out of drinking in one episode.
Oh, that's nice.
Could I get another beer?
Yeah, none of
those. Speaking of which,
we got to end in a minute too. We're done.
What?
Yeah, I know.
This went so fast.
I know. That's how it is when I'm riffing.
Yeah.
Hilarity.
That really is. It's all your riffing that just that flies by.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
There's stupid Norton has a fucking spot that he can't miss.
Oh God, I hope it's one on his lung.
Yeah, me too. And his fucking liver spotted head. Ugly fuck that he is. All right.
I hope it's a spot the doctor missed.
I hope it's a spot. A dog named Spot.
Okay.
Yeah, could be.
Spot of tea.
Spot tea.
A spot of tea to go back to the English
or
thing.
Spot from fucking the Munsters.
Oh, the dragon thing that lived under the stairs.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
I don't. I never really watched the Munsters.
Oh God,
that was one of the ones.
We'll have to check that out one night.
Yeah, it's
good. We're gonna go on Netflix and chill, Anthony.
It's like, ugh, you fucking lump of shit, and I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I just like that Italians have the same game as black dudes. Like, just slowly but surely, just keep suggesting
it. Tink, 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 tink. Just fucking keep chipping away.
What's that?
I tell you.
What's that?
Yeah, ding, 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 chipping away.
Yeah, why don't you come over and watch? Let's watch some fucking Hulu and cool.
That's good. I like that. That's like better than Netflix and chill.
Use that one.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, why don't you come over and watch fucking Peacock and relax?
Ah.
I like that.
Watch some Pornhub and Jack.
Wait, fucking who, Jack from Twitter?
Ooh. That's a great note to end on.
Listen, let's everybody plug. First of all, babe, you're doing a show with fucking Eric. Now you and Eric do your fucking show together.
We do. Eric Nagel. It's usually live on Twitch. So it's twitch.tv/itsEricNagel. But if you can't watch it live, it's anywhere where you find podcasts, basically. I just got to do Kelta and Kelly with Bob Kelly.
Oh, they're great, right?
It was awesome.
No, all you need to do that show is a computer connection. How'd you get booked on that?
I'm just doing what I keep doing. I just keep asking. I asked Bobby if he would
have a bucket of fish to throw at both of them. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Gross tonnage on that podcast.
But Bert Kreischer was on. It was a really fun show.
Oh, Jesus
so that's
Christ.
Up on YouTube.
The wrong really person. Brings the average down, doesn't it?
The wrong person took their shirt off. All right.
Not for lack of trying.
Tony Coombs.
Oh, my God. Compound Media. Tuesday, Monday through Thursday. What? I moved this weekend. I've had it. Yeah, compoundmedia.com. Plenty of great shows. Tune in. Thank you.
Okay. Dave Templeton.
All right. I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms.
How come you're not using your name?
Where it really matters. All right.
Dave already talked about the ton.
Is the website.
And Kelly.
For any of my live show dates, check me out. Book Influencer, I wrote. It's available on my website. It's a book about social media and the influence of crazy celebrities and how it's not a plant. You know, it's
awesome.
It's really there.
Yeah.
My podcast, No Need for Apologies, on gasdigital.com. So check me out over there. Every Wednesday at 3:00.
Okay, and if you really hate laughter, go to see Stupid Norton in Madison, Wisconsin, the 13th and 14th of August, Comedy on State. Or get one of my cameos if you really enjoy humor.
Cool.
All right, let's count down. Do you know how we end, Dave?
Yeah, we pick a number. Right. Any number.
Okay, Zia, pick one, babe. Please.
I'm picking a number?
Yep.
About 28.
28, 27, 26,
25,
thank you,
24, minus 12 is 12, 11, minus 7 is 4,
3,
these lights are really good.
2, make sure everybody shows proper enthusiasm.
Come on, we're doing it, holy.
Oh. 5.
Oh my God.
4, 3, 2, 1. Chippee-ki-yay for the muckers.
Fly wild, stay gold.
It's not your line. Let's go.